101.5 FM, The Hawk, from Mohawk College in Hamilton, Ontario.
Hey, this is Gunnar, the host of Steel City Music. In this hour, you will hear a chat from Alex from Strathcona, and also tracks from Soul Motivators, U.S. Girls, Winter Sleep, Caitlin Sherman, Paul Westerberg, Peter Gabriel, Afro Celt System. But starting things off, here's some City in Color for you on Steel City Music.
Maybe next time. Hey! listening to The Hawk 101.5 FM in Hamilton, Ontario.
kicked and I've been spurred. You come along, it doesn't really matter. I go it alone, doesn't even hurt.
This is CIOI 101.5 FM. The Hawk is on the air.
Dreams and late night parts to see, and words through fear. Follow the news more this year. I've been trying to be much more involved with the news. You know, I read that this week, over 2 days, the Dow Jones dropped 929 points. And I can't tell you how frustrating it is to not know what that means. It's getting embarrassing when there's too much financial news. It gets real embarrassing. At this point, like, when I'm watching CNBC, I almost feel like I'm a kid again, and I'm like, listening to my parents talk about me in front of me. And I don't know what the fuck they're saying, but I know that it's gonna affect me. You know, they're like, I think someone needs to go to BED, and I'm like, I don't know what this BED shit is. I just know I'm gonna get screwed. Oh, I saw a class advertised where you can learn how to get rich now from Donald Trump. He will teach you. He has an online college. He will show you his methods of getting rich. And he would know, wouldn't he? Trump would know, because he is a very rich man. In fact, to me, at this point, like, Donald Trump is not just a rich man. Like, Donald Trump is almost like what a hobo imagines a rich man to be. No, it's like years ago, Trump was walking through an alley and he heard some guy just like, oh boy, as soon as my number comes in, I'm gonna put up tall buildings with my name on them. I'll have fine golden hair and a TV show where I fire people with my children. And Trump was like, that is how I will live my life. Thank you, hobo, for that life plan. I bet you when Donald Trump makes a decision, he thinks to himself, what would a cartoon rich person do? Put up billboards of my face everywhere. That's a good idea.
This is CIOI 101.5 FM. The Hawk is on the air.
Thing. know what good love brings. Give your body to the rhythm. It's the beat that gives you life and gives you body. No more. Do the damn thing. Do the damn thing. Go ahead and do the damn thing. Go ahead and do the damn thing. Go ahead and do the damn thing. Give all you got, make it count, and stay on the grind. No more. Do the damn thing. Do the damn thing. Go ahead and do the damn thing.
To the Hawk, 101.5 FM in Hamilton, Ontario.
Hey, joining me on the line right now is my buddy Alex from Strathcona Music. Him and I constantly trying to like touch base to talk about his new single. And everything that happens in my world just kind of falls apart and I got to do a bunch of different stuff. And then finally, we're able to chat now because I think I kind of have a minute to breathe dealing with all this coronavirus crap. How you doing today, sir?
I'm good. I'm enjoying the warm weather.
Yeah. Well, the last time... Wait a minute. So you did go outside out on your balcony or your porch for a little bit?
Yeah, I took the dog out.
You have a dog. Tell us about the new dog.
It's a new dog. Yeah, it's around Tuesday. It's a hypoallergenic dog. It's a poodle. It's a funny story, actually.
Okay.
I've grown up with poodles my whole life because my mother is very allergic to most animals. So they just proved to be the most... accommodating type of dog. But yeah, so I got her recently. She's awesome. She's
nice.
Been amazing. Yeah, she's 9 months old and she's basically just keeping everybody company.
Yes.
And she's spreading the love. She's just unbelievable, really. Personality is insane.
Good stuff. Well, it's helping you with the isolation bit and companionship.
Yeah, it's nice having people around for sure.
Yeah, but it's even better when you have a dog around.
Oh yeah. Well, I've had dogs around, so actually, it feels more normal than anything. Actually, having a dog around because I grew up with them.
Right.
So I haven't had a dog for quite a while, so it's been a little weird. Actually,
What's the name of the dog?
Mavis is the full name. I just call her Maeve.
So you being a singer-songwriter in a band, will there be a song about the dog now that you have all this free time?
It's funny. I was thinking about that, too. I was thinking, should I do that? But probably. Why not? People write songs about all sorts of crazy stuff. So.
Well, people do. Why not? People love their animals. Everyone likes a good song about a companionship with their pet.
Better, yeah, I think it'd be funny if I wrote a song about the dog, but making people think it was about a woman.
Yeah, and then, there you go.
Just figure it.
There you
it'd
go.
Be wonderful. Yeah, no, it's been good, though, you know. Trying to keep busy. I live right on James North, and I'm fortunate enough to be right on a corner, so I just open my window up, and I feel like I'm a part of the street still, but it's wild because I'm looking at it right now, and you see the odd car go by, but there's virtually no one out. There's a market actually open.
But well, people, yeah, people still got to shop just a little bit and everything, so you're holding up okay with your self-isolation?
Yeah, I've been good. I'm good. I basically just stay on the corner anyways. I live above where I work currently, which is very convenient.
Oh, that's good.
So it's pretty good, but I feel like I haven't really left ever. So I'm always in this place, sort of, you know what I mean? So right. Unless I'm playing or I'm out gigging or playing with somebody else. But
well, the funny thing is, last time you and I were talking, I was in the middle of getting like a whack of messages. Last week, a week and a half ago, and I just kept getting.
Yeah, we had an interview scheduled.
Yeah, and we were doing this. We were just shooting the breeze, and I was setting up the levels and everything.
I gotta go.
Yeah, all the messages just kept cascading on my screen. It was just like, this is postponed, that's postponed. And I said to you, I went, do you have any shows coming up
that probably gonna be canceled? Yeah,
might be canceled, and because it was a CFMU show that you were supposed to be performing at to help raise funds.
Yeah, it was yesterday.
Yeah,
it was supposed to be yesterday, but yeah, it got postponed. But bummer. That was a bummer. But you know what? It's postpone. It will happen.
Oh, it's going to happen down the line. It's going to happen like in a couple months' time when everything just sort of calms down and we can all get our bearings. And
yeah,
it's going to. And sure, it's going to take a while for us to get motivated again to getting people out to the venues and that. Now, and you know, you have all this free time on your hands from in between your job, if you can go downstairs and still possibly doing some writing for the band. Have you given any thought in the next couple months of what's the possible plan of attack for Strathcona for doing shows?
Well, for shows, I think, a lot of people are doing the live stuff, which is, and I have a good space for it. So
live on the internet, you should say.
Live on, live stream. I'm saying people should be doing that before anyways. That's kind of like the route people are going to go. Live shows are slowly becoming more dangerous, depending on the size and place, right?
Right.
But yeah, live shows would be good. But I think what we're going to be doing, at least for the immediate future, we'll be still trying to complete more songs, just be studio band for now, and until we can play again, really, you know, as long as that takes, and keep recording. I think that's really the most important part. The more you record, the better at it you get. Right. And that's really the whole point of it all. You just want to keep getting better at what you do. Right. And the social stuff too. Now that John and I, we always have very busy schedules. It's hard to coordinate, like, oh, who's going to post this? Who's going to do that? Building the social structure and a plan, you know, and actually following through on it, because it's difficult to.
I like that you made that comment, following through on it.
Well, yeah, you have to. People make plans all the time, but we don't follow through. Everyone's got big plans. that's what dreaming is. So,
you know, like, what? I'm asking you questions about, hey, what are you thinking about in the future? But I think there's just a little bit of, like, you know, just like you're kind of getting mad that you're stuck in the house all day, just a little bit.
To be honest, I'm fine being at home.
Okay.
I actually enjoy it because all my music's here.
Okay.
So I can just, this is where I work. I would prefer to be at home working on something than doing something.
Well, maybe it's time
satisfying.
Maybe it's time for you to get a couple 4K cameras set up in the house.
That'd be cool. Actually, this would be a very good space for that, I think, because it's one room. So it's a big room.
Yeah.
It's no walls. It's awesome. I love it. So
set
it's
up
all
a little
separated,
a little PayPal account, you know, maybe, or GoFundMe, and it's like
get a band up here
hanging out with Alex every day.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Every day.
Here's Alex dealing with the dog.
I hate reality television, though, so I don't think I can even possibly follow. I can do it. I can do that. Yeah. If I'm performing, I would, but I don't want people just watching me. That's That's about as far as I go. I draw the line. Draw a line in the sand right there.
You know what the funny thing is? Is like weeks, like months and months ago when I first interviewed you, and before that you even hit the mics, I said 99.9% of my questions will only be about music.
Yeah.
And right now I've broken every rule.
Man, I love it. Same, man. We're all stir crazy.
We're all going a little bit goofy. Hey, okay, so tell us about this new single then.
Yeah, for sure. So yeah, so we were going to release a single. Well, we did release a single, but there's a. I have a plan for that too. I think and everything's changed with everything that's going on. That we, you know, we're releasing it on the Tuesday, the March 17th. That was a big day. Yeah. So it kind of things got. I feel like everything kind of fell on its face for everyone.
Right.
So we're just like, okay, well, the single's called Hidden Treasure. Worked really hard on it. We're really excited about it. A lot of really great musicians on there. We worked with Carl Jennings on it at Westmoreland Studios, and that was awesome.
Yeah.
Song's been around for a while. So we were very excited about releasing it. I mean, it's some wonderful artwork on it. Like, I loved the whole thing. Everything about it, I loved.
Right.
And it was just a bummer because we're, like, super stoked for it, thinking about it for months and months. It's really almost half a year we've had this thing just sitting there, just sitting on this track.
We
like,
maybe have to re-release it.
What do we release? Yeah, we probably will. If anything, we'll just start promoting it. I'm not promoting the song at all. It's out there. People can listen to it. Yeah. Listen to it.
Well, I'm gonna
send me your stuff.
Well, this is. Well, I'm gonna put it. Well, we're gonna spin it. We're gonna spin it at the end of this interview. I'm definitely gonna spin it. So, where does everyone go to find your music and to buy music from you? Because you guys aren't doing any shows, and you know, live music is a money generator to keep the band going. So, if someone were to listen to your music, where would they find it to give you guys some cash for some of your albums or some of your songs? Sorry.
Cash? Well, I don't know about money right now.
E-transfer?
It's like, yeah, well, I'm not even thinking about that, to be honest. I think there's other people that need it a lot more than I do.
Oh, that's a noble thought. That's cool.
I'm not doing this as a living yet, really. It's like I'm planning it and building it and building it. You know, I want people to hear the music and like it before I actually start dropping everything and start trying to make money on it.
Right, right.
But I mean, if you want to give me money, cool. Oh, you take your money. I need money. but really, it's like there's other artists like Dave, like you just mentioned, that were like, man, they just had all their shows canceled. Yeah. Man, I had one show at a concert thing, like it's for university. It wasn't paying my bills. So it's like, it's okay. You know, just listen to the song and hopefully you enjoy it, and you know, listen to it and next time there's a show, come out. But it's not about that right now for me. There's other people that need to survive.
Okay, well,
I'm surviving.
Where are we going to find your music?
Everywhere. Anywhere. It's on any streaming platform. It's on all of them, from my understanding.
So just look for Strathcona on Spotify, yeah. Apple,
just Strathcona.
Or Apple, whatever.
Yeah, Apple Music, it's on Amazon.
Is it on Bandcamp?
Should be. I don't know, actually. I should check. I think so. Yeah. But
okay.
Well, we just did all of them at once, you know what I mean? Like, when we were playing it, we were working with people and building up, like, oh, this is where it's got to go. We just, it was like a blanket of, like, okay, here we go.
All right. Okay, everyone, is it safe to say just Google Strathcona the band from Hamilton, and then it'll take it from there?
Yeah, for sure. That's kind of music, but it's probably the best thing to type in.
All right, so we're going to spin the track Hidden Treasure from Strathcona for all the Steel City Music and the Hawk listeners right now. Thanks for taking the time to yap with me, buddy.
Yeah, well, keep busy. Good luck. See you soon.
See you soon.
Bring me the sky. The sweet paradise I see in your eyes. Teach me to fly. I'm feeling freer by your side. Under stones we can find hidden treasure in our minds. I don't understand the feeling, not to mention the meaning of this love. It's not that hard to relate, perhaps you're just afraid of your fate. I can say I'm too as late. Or maybe your love's like a drop as the tip of my tongue. The quick hit of your touch is more than enough. Yeah.
we start. I know it's hard to lower your guard. Storms, we can find hidden treasure in our minds. I don't understand the feeling, not to mention the meaning of this love. It's not that hard to relate. Perhaps you're just afraid of your fate. I could say I'm too as late. Oh, maybe your love's like a drop. Burns the tip from my tongue. The quick hit of your touch is more.